Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Well, what do we have here? Yeah, that's right. You've tuned in to The Diary of a Cartoonist. Now, I know it's been a long time. I'm not even going to start to explain why there haven't been episodes in so long. But honestly, it's a simple answer, so I'll just tell you real fast, okay? The simple answer is, I started the show with Kim called The Skim Show, The Scott and Kim Show. And as a result, because I started The Scott and Kim Show, a lot of the things that I would normally talk about here on the diary sort of got covered. You know what I mean? So like a lot of family stuff or a lot of all the personal stuff or whatever sort of just, you know, that all started dumping out there and it started to feel kind of redundant for me to go do anything similar on this little solo diary show. However, it occurred to me today that there are still reasons and a time and place for entries into the diary feed. So if you're getting this somehow, and I'm not going to make a big deal about announcing it or anything, but if you're still subscribed, then welcome back and thank you for your patience. And here we go. The reason that I'm talking to you today is to share some feelings I have about something. Well, okay. Some of you are going to hear this and go, oh, I'm out, and you're going to check out. Okay. And I get it. But maybe hear me out a little bit because it may not be what you think. So I want to talk about politics, but not specific politics. I don't want to talk about what side does what or partisan this or that or any of that. I don't want to talk about the election. I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to talk about Biden. I don't want to talk about national politics of any sort, international politics of any sort, or even local politics. What I want to talk about is my coming to an acknowledgement within my own brain. And I think I want to share that because maybe this will help somebody or, you know, maybe it won't. I'm not here to say for sure, but hear me out and you can tell me what you think. Okay. And I'm always happy to take your emails and stuff. So, you know, if you hate this, you can tell me if you think it's fine, whatever. All right. I'll quit beating around the bush. So here's basically the deal. Came to a bit of a conclusion, and that is that it's not changing. And what I mean by that, and some of you are going to say, well, Scott, politics has never changed. It's always been like this. Yeah, I understand. But I haven't always been at the part or the stage of my life where it became impossible for me not to notice it at every turn, especially in my online life, which is a huge part of my life. That's the other acknowledgement I have to make. You know, 20 years ago, my life was mostly about the flesh and blood meat space. These days, huge portion of who I am and what I do is right here in ones and zeros every day. And that includes just about everything I do. I mean, you know, outside my immediate family and that, I live in a digital space, and that takes some acknowledging on its own, but that's not really what I want to talk about. But anyway, at the stage I'm at this stage that I remember my dad was at one point in the 80s. And I remember thinking, man, people like him sure like to talk about what's going on with politics, the freaking Reagan this or Carter that, or, you know, whatever the deal was at the time. And I was having none of it. I had no interest at all at that age. like most people, they just like, whatever. You're not into it. It seems like something old people talk about, and what a waste of time. I should be out with my girlfriend in my car, or I should be, you know, I don't know, playing D&D with my buddy up the street. Whatever other activity, anything's better than sitting on a couch in a living room talking with your uncles and aunts about politics. Holy shmoo, dude. Like, what a miserable concept, right? So, I am at the time just dismissed it as like a thing that old people did, and I was never going to do this. It was never going to be me. And the problem was that what I didn't foresee is how it would be me, because it isn't the same, right? Like them riffing on what they've read in a newspaper or seen on one of the three only nightly news shows in a living room on a weekend is not the same as 24-hour news networks pounding stuff into your face. If you watch those, I don't watch those, but there's no shortage of the, you know, the hose on full, right? The hose on full blast, Twitter, Facebook, everything, all of it. Everything's just constantly just going brah in your face about it. And for the last 4 years, an amplified version of that existed. And there was really just no getting around it. And before I realized it, I guess what I'm admitting is I'm kind of just realizing it now, but what I realize is that I was surrounded by it and was responding to it. And it wasn't what it just did me no good. And I don't mean to say that as like, well, all that's important is what's good for me. That's not what I mean. And part of the reason I would get so worked up is I know that there are people who are more marginalized and who have situations in their lives that put them at greater risk because of poor decisions by leaders and their constituents and whatever, right? I still believe all that. And part of it is that. That's what motivated me. I wasn't motivated by my own needs. I mean, truth be told, I mean, let's be honest. The last 4 years wasn't going after me. Right? They were going after people who are not like me. And you either are cool with that or that bothers you a lot. And it bothered me a lot. So anyway, back to the point. Again, this isn't about sides. This isn't about anything. People still get surprised when I tell them that I was a registered Republican in the state of Utah for a portion of my adulthood. And I have voted for Republicans before. I've voted for Democrats as well. I tend to vote on character, where best I can tell. You know, I can't always tell. But anyway, it doesn't matter because I'll never vote in that party again. Not in the form it's in. It's a freaking cluster F, and I have no interest in any of that. But all of that aside, you know, that's about civic duty and making decisions based on what you know. Based on decisions that you think are best for the community or whatever, like that, you know, we're part of that process, whether we like it or not. That isn't the coming to the greeting stone moment that I've had here. The moment I've had is just how pitifully ineffective I feel around, you know, in it. Despite having some voice, you know, I mean, a slightly amplified voice and platform. There are many people with greater platforms than me, but you know, with whatever I've got, I've I do have that. But even then, all of it has a way of making it seem like you're really, what you're saying is really important when really you're just farting into the ether like everybody else. And I was adding to this discordant flavor of it all, not detracting from it. And some would say, well, Scott, you need to be that actively engaged. And I would agree, but I've had my view on that has just shifted a bit. Active engagement can still happen without me flying off on Twitter about every outrage I see, or being disgruntled on Facebook about a thing I saw, usually on the platform I'm saying it on. Like, I'm the product to those services, whether we like it or not. Everyone always wonders, like, if these products are free, you know, Facebook's free to use, Twitter's free to use, Instagram's free to use, all of it, Snapchat, whatever, TikTok, all of it's free to use, right? Gmail, a bunch of other Google stuff, bunch of Apple stuff. Well, a lot of Apple stuff isn't free, but you get my point. When it's free, you are the product, because there is a product. You just don't know it's you. And by you, I mean, they need you to be freaked out and pissed, because that means you're engaged. That means you stay on their platform, and that means you use it all the time, which means if they advertise to you, they make money. I mean, that's really it, right? So Jack can tell you that he's got, you know, high-minded ideals for Twitter, and Zuckerberg can do the same, and whoever can say these things. It just simply isn't true. And I'm not saying they're bald-faced liars. That may be their goal. That may be their ultimate plan. I don't know. But the way that they make their money, even when they're losing money hand over fist, the reason they stay viable and their CEOs are quote-unquote billionaires and have value, is because you are the product. And as the product, you are performing well. And by performing well, I mean you are actively getting pissed on their forums. In this case, Twitter and Facebook are their forums. And that keeps you on the forum. And it's bad. It's bad. Now, that doesn't mean that those forums, wherever they may be, aren't, can't be a place of positivity and creation and sharing and the actual socially, you know, the social networking we're talking about. That all can happen, absolutely. But it's not what keeps people, it's not what keeps the lights on at Twitter, let me put it that way. And I keep using Twitter as the example, but it's anything like this, okay? So you name the social media service, and that's who I'm talking about. And so, me getting on there and seeing something that some idiot said, I don't know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or freaking Ted Cruz, or back before he was banned, Donald J. Trump or whoever. The system is designed for the chain reaction. So somebody somewhere is going to say something stupid, and then somebody somewhere is going to amplify that by either retweeting it, liking it, forwarding it, quote tweeting it, adding their own comment. Somebody big enough with enough followers is going to do it, and enough followers are going to like it, push it, whatever. If you don't have your stuff listed sequentially, some of that may just make it into your feed anyway, whether you wanted to see it or not. And yeah, you can mute words, and yeah, you can mute accounts, but ultimately it is designed to just constantly provide that rolling feedback across the system. And I'm sure Twitter wishes that it was, or again, we can say Facebook, whoever, they probably wish that it was nothing but wonderful, happy human interaction, right? They don't care what kind of interaction is. They just, this is what pays the bills. It just so happens that we as human beings are easily set off, and now we all have a voice. So we all feel like we have to say something. And therein lies the problem. We all feel like we have to say something. And I don't think I need to say anything anymore. And, you know, some of you know this. I have a second account that I run where I thought this would help, by the way. So I was like, well, all right, here's what I'll do on Twitter anyway. I'll have this second account I won't hide it. It'll be known, you know, it'll be, it's not a, like a front or they, you know, that I'm not the one running it, but it's called Political Scott or Political _ Scott. And the whole idea of that was to vent there, right? So if something pissed me off or I was yanked one direction too far or whatever, I could use that as a means to push it or to push that anger through or, you know, whatever. I think I was wrong about that. I think that has just, all that has done is kept almost a primordial version of this problem afloat for me. You know, that is to say, it became all, well, I mean, that's all it is, right? That's all it is. At least before on my main account with the most followers, it was me just intermittently, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe they said this at the debate, bit, whatever, complain. And then two more tweets later, I'm talking about the release date for the sequel to freaking Doom Eternal. Or I'm talking about some cool artwork somebody showed me. Or, hey, wasn't The Mandalorian awesome last night? Like, you could get the mix. Whereas this other account was just nothing but that. And my thinking was, well, yeah, that way I just keep it separate. You know, I don't have to have it all together here. I'm also not driving other people crazy because I know it drives me crazy when accounts just go like crazy political. So you'd have to follow it if you wanted it. It's not ever going to be something you just get in your timeline. I mean, you know, all best intentions and everything, but I don't think it did what I thought it was going to do. If anything, maybe it didn't make things worse. It just didn't change anything. So, I think today's the day I decide I'm done with that. I just think I'm done with it. I've already cut way back to sort of test myself to see that if any little thing popped up on the radar, if it would incite me to feel like I had to say something. And I've had to inspect why I think I needed to say something. Like, why? What is that anyway? What is that? That deep weird motivation to, well, I got to say something. You know, I don't know what that is. We probably all have it in some way. But anyway, you know, and add on top of all this, you know, pandemic doesn't help, the stuff going on with my mom's health this year, like all these other things can add into it as well. It just made for that process to be kind of ugly. But here's what really turned the knob for me about 4 days ago. And I haven't told anyone else this. I haven't shared it on a show or anything. But here's what really flipped the switch for me. I'll keep using metaphors like flipping switches and turning knobs here. The straw that broke the camel's back. Let's call it that. People are familiar with that old phrase. Here's what it was. I'm on Twitter and I'm scrolling through my news feed. And I had just gone about 4.5 days ago. I had just gone through my main timeline and said, all right, I don't need to be following anyone whose only purpose on Twitter is to just be here and talk politics. I don't need to be following that. So I unfollowed and or muted everybody in that category. And unfortunately, that included a few people who I really respect their other stuff they do, their artwork or their whatever it is they do, I really like. But because they're so dominantly political on their account, like the ratio is way off, I had to mute some of those guys too. Wasn't too many, but some of them. You know, it occurs to me that that's a thing people have probably had to do to me in the heyday of some of this. You know, go back a couple of years and I'll bet there was a few mutes and unfollows that happened there. And I, you know, again, it occurs to me that, well, that's always been the deal. It's on them to leave or stay. And I guess I don't blame them, but anyway, so I did that. I cleared all these lists. And then I decided to just, you know, now I'm back to just, hey, look at me on social media. I'm looking at artists. I'm looking at podcasters. I'm looking at creators and sculptors and freaking authors. All my favorites are here. Comic book writers and artists, like all the stuff I love. That's who I'm following. I'm looking at my list going, yeah. And as I scroll down, you know, on the mobile Twitter app, if you're using the actual Twitter app, I don't know how Tweetbot and others do it now, but you'll get recommended follows once in a while. You also get ads, like inserted ads and stuff. And I'm scrolling down, and again, my timeline is all my interests, which is how I think the whole deal should be. I don't want to tell anyone else what to do, but for me, this is where I'm headed. And I'm scrolling through and I get to one of these, you may also like to follow, you know, list of 2-3 people. And it says, I might like to follow Ted Cruz, senator from Texas. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, even if I see, this is what I'm saying. This is Twitter's way, whether they intend to or not. This is Twitter's way of throwing a turd at you and saying, dodge this, or maybe catch the turd, or whatever their intent is. But they don't want me to turn away. They don't want me to focus on what I want to focus on. They want to throw a little bit of gas on the fire so that I go, ah, look at the fire. Shoot, I better talk about this fire. And it was all artificially created by them trying to algorithmically get me to do a thing that I am totally not into doing. Even when things would get a little more political in my circles, I didn't want to follow Ted Cruz then. You know what I mean? So, okay, that's one example. The other examples, I'm scrolling through there. And you know the guy that does the big, I don't know the full name of it, the makeover show about the houses, the house makeover show. I forget what it's called. But everyone loves that guy, right? I run into a promoted tweet, which just means somebody made a tweet and then paid money to have it like basically pushed out as advertising. That happens a lot. And it's just this the horrible tweet whose headline said, we're all going to miss the host of this show. Basically, the way it was written was like he died. Like 100% it sounded like he died. You know what? I'm actually going to read it because this doesn't make sense unless I read it. Let me find it real fast. It'll only take me a second. Okay. Okay, Scott, you're bad at this. This is bad for radio, and you try to look up a thing while everyone's waiting for you. Yet here I am doing it again. Okay, here it is. We're sad to say goodbye to Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover. Here are the tragic details we know so far. Okay. Below that, there's extra info about the link that says Ty Pennington's tragic end at age 56. Okay. Now, any rational human being would see this in their feed and not necessarily see the slightly grayed out promoted text and go, oh, Ty Pennington passed away. That's too young. And what happened? And oh no. And he's beloved and whatever. Right. They're talking about him, his show ending at ABC or wherever it is, and that it's done after so many seasons, and that's the end of that. And that's the entire thing. There's nothing about him passing away. It's garbage. It's just paid for garbage. And there it was in my feed. So not political, but just grade A bullshit, right? And there's been tons like that. Like, if I hear one more thing about male Kegel muscle exercises, whatever. Like, that kind of stuff is horse poop. And then, you know, trying to get me to follow firebrand accounts that are just going to work me up or make me overly agree with them. Like, you know, there's somebody who sees that thing. Oh, I thought I followed Ted Cruz already. Let me get him on this list. Oh, man, Ted Cruz, he's my man. Everything he says, I take his gospel. You know, you're just going to go the other way. Or you're going to go my way. There's no in between. There's no nobody who's just going to go, well, I'm just going to follow this guy who likes to stir up trouble for no reason other than I'm going to have a glancing look at. Like, I'll know if Cruz gets up to bad business, I'll know without having it here. Okay. Otherwise, it's all just talk and flim flam and garbage and it's dumb. So, all of that being said, I have come to a place where I'm done with it. Like, really done. And I've made, you know, I don't know, I guess hints before that I was sort of done with it or whatever. But I mean it this time. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. It's messed me up. Like, it's changed kind of who I am a little bit in some ways. And I'm now thinking, you know, this is also a bad thing to do, but I'm thinking back to some of the more intense times too, maybe especially during some of the summer protests and certainly the election cycle and everything else. I think about all these times where things got really hot and heavy. And I think about not how much time I wasted being informed. I think that's important. And some of that informing happened on social media. But a lot of it was me just fuming and reading more that made me fume, and then seeing something where someone ignored the problem and then made me fume more, and then just watching that chain reaction happen. And then, I don't even want to know what my slash plate is on all that, right? For those who don't know what that is, in World of Warcraft, you can type the slash key and then played and hit enter in the game, and it will return how many days, hours, years you've played the game, like actual play time. It's a scary thing. If you play a lot of WoW, I don't recommend it. I've had people do slash played, and it'll say, you have played for 4 years and 3 months. And that doesn't mean that you've had the game that long and that you played it sparingly during that time. It means that you played 365 days times four, 24 hours a day. That much time in game has been spent in your life. And I know people with some really gnarly numbers in there. I don't want to even know mine at all. So I'm not going near that. But my point is, if I could do a slash played in these super, hot headed moments, I'll bet I'd be embarrassed about how much brain space I wasted. Just wasted. What good did it do me at all to be, I'll keep using Ted Cruz, but what good does it do me to be mad at Ted Cruz for 2 hours one night? Like, what did it do for me? I can't vote him out. I don't live in Texas. If I did, I would. Or I, you know, my vote would go whoever else. As an example, it's kind of how I feel about Mike Lee here. But I kind of like Mitt Romney here. So, you know, again, forget about all that. The point is, what good did it do me? None. It didn't do me any good. More time with my wife would have done me good. Turning around and opening a sketchbook and getting some ideas out. Working on the children's book I've been wanting to write forever. A million other things. Things that are uplifting and, I don't know, forward thinking and creative. That put something into the world, not take out of it. Like, I could have done that. So I want to do that now. It's never too late. So yeah, I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about, you know, someone's going to say, hey, what about Jury's segment on Tuesdays? That's all you guys do is talk about politics. Get ready for it to be real boring, because Scott's not going to have hot takes much anymore. It's basically going to be, oh, there's a big vote happening, or, oh, there's a thing happening with the stimulus package, or, oh, okay, and let him kind of tell me the news. But I'm no longer interested in being, you know, the spark that sets the fire. Just not interested. I just can't do it anymore. And I mourn the time that I gave to any of it. And it's part of it is because I just feel like I just didn't do anything. Like, what good did it do? I mean, sure, some people who may have agreed with some of my position. I know a lot of ex-Republicans are super pissed at the party right now. And they're like, yeah, solidarity. I get you, Scott. I know how you feel. It's how I feel. And then there, you know, some people on the various parts of the left who are like, oh yeah, welcome to the party. That's how it's always been. We've always known this, or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is, you feel that solidarity. I guess there's something to that, but we can find that in other ways. We don't need it. We don't need it from this. We're being manipulated. We're being like, you know, it's like having someone's hand up your butt, like a Kermit puppet. Except I love the Muppets and I shouldn't use them as an example, but I just feel like we're getting yanked around. And I don't say this is like a conspiracy. I don't think it's a conspiracy or a, you know, concerted effort by anybody. I just think that's the way it is. It's just the way it is. So I don't want to do it anymore. So as of right now, and I'm not blaming the services or any of that, but I can tell you this, once you go a few days, even just a few days without you know, having it kind of up front and center a lot, you start, when you do see it, it really jumps out at you and you go, "Ugh." It's a little bit like when you stop eating sugar or you stop, I don't know, I can't think of another example, but you know, you basically cold turkey something, and then when you see it again, you're like, "Oh my gosh, it's just, you see it for what it is, right?" And it's just like almost stark and worse. And so I've noticed that. Like, I saw a post today, it was like, "Well, so much for the tolerant left," and they're, and I went, "Ugh, what even is that? What is that language even?" Back then I would like, "Well, let's get an argument. Let's do this." Now I just see it and go, "What do you, why? What do you, what is, what?" And same goes if somebody goes, "Bah, there goes anyone who thought the right was about reconciliation, may as well hang up their hat and brr." Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I really don't. So I'd love your feedback. Scott@frogpants.com, and tell me what you think about any of this. But I want to make my online life back to what it kind of used to be, which is personal connections with real people about stuff we share in common, and making stuff and admiring each other's things that we make and sharing those things with others and figuring out ways to show mutual admiration and not get in the weeds anymore, especially weeds that someone else is setting up and saying, "Hey, look at those weeds over there. You probably want to go get in those weeds. And if you don't, you're not a real weed getter inner," or whatever. All right. I think that's all I have to say about that. I hope somebody somewhere heard this and said, "Yeah, you know what? He's right." And some of you may say, "Yeah, he's an idiot." or he's just fooling himself, or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I am. But I'd love to hear what you think about any of this or all of this or some of this, because feedback always helps. So send those in. Scott@frogpants.com. And maybe we can do more of these. They won't all be as dour as this, but, you know, I'd like to get back on the wagon a bit. Maybe it'll motivate me if I live stream it, like after TMS or something. I just live stream a quick diary entry and then post it up later because I'm already on. I don't have to do much else. You know what I mean? Maybe that's, I don't know. We'll this isn't a production meeting, so you guys don't have to tell me what you think about that if you don't want to. But anyway, talking to you is always great. I hope you have a fantastic day. And I hope to see you all soon. Bye now.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.